Weird? Of course it's weird, Jim. I haven't seen you in a decade. Your face isn't familiar at all. But your presence is. I took one look from across the room, and I knew that the man in the leather jacket and buzz cut was someone I had history with. And it was so easy to notice you, because everybody's wearing their Christmas best in red and green and ornaments on their head, and you really just had to show up in an ominous all black do, did you? I don't know if it's nice to see you again. But it's weird to see you not as a two-year-old, but as an adult who understands how incredibly crazy this situation is. Yeah, all right. 13 is too young to call myself an adult. But you know what I mean, Dad. Jim? I don't really feel comfortable calling you Dad. But I honestly don't know what to call you. No, I don't call Benjamin Dad. He's only been in my life for 5 years. Do I like him? I don't know. I like his job. The arcade is easily my favorite place. You saw the bowling alley, but there's two cinemas in the second floor too. So much good food all around the place. There's this one stall where they put an actual slice of cake on top of your milkshake. It's good for like 5 minutes before it becomes really gross. Every day I go to the arcade after school because Mom and Benjamin work tirelessly to keep the place as wonderful as it was when it first opened. I usually take my friends with me. Mom was so relieved to see that I was making friends. We would watch movies for free because of Ben, make the complex our playground, and run around until our lungs dry out, and he really doesn't mind. How long are you staying, Jim? What's the game plan here? How do you manage to show up on Christmas Eve, on the eve of my 14th birthday, and just change everything like a ghost? The ghost of Christmas, maybe that's what I'll start calling you from now on. Yes, I did read your book. It was surreal. How many countries did you have to go to? How did you know which portraits to publish, what stories to share? Did you need to ask permission from all of them? Mom says that a lot. I'm sorry, I ask a lot of questions. I just want to understand things before I form an opinion about them. Like how I want to understand what the hell you're doing here before I ultimately decide if I want to spend another minute with you or not. Ow! What, you gonna share that picture of me in your next book? Make a new series, teenagers hiding out in church on Christmas Eve with their biological fathers who showed up after a decade. But that's just gonna be a one-pager of a novel, wouldn't it be, Jim? Listen, Dad, this is home. For the first time in a very long time, we aren't running. Mom has finally found someone who makes her feel safe. And I'm finally in a place where I have yet to mess up my clean slate. I have friends. I'm doing well in school. I'm happier now than I have ever been. And you're too late. Maybe you have your reasons. But I can't just drop everything and start running again. Because I've only ever needed to run when it was for the sake of surviving. I don't need to run away from anything now. I don't want this life you're trying to offer me. Because what, then I won't see Mom for 10 years? This trade-off doesn't seem so enticing. But Jim, you could have come sooner. We were desperate. Mom had all these fake identities and stories that she rehearsed so she could land a job here. Mostly because she'd be guilt-tripping those recruiters for not giving such a poor woman with an unfortunate streak of luck a chance to start over. And we were living in a car, Jim. And she worked all sorts of sketchy jobs. And I would wait for her every day, not knowing if she would come back. If you showed up as easily as you did today, all those years ago, things could have been different. She just wanted to know where you'd gone. I just wanted you to call. Ask you why you had to disappear. Dad, wait. Give me your camera. This one's called Dad Who Disappeared on His Family 10 Years Ago Returns to Spend His Daughter's 14th Birthday Together. Milkshakes do sound good. Let's get out of here. This Christmas choir isn't my thing.